Hello, Ben here. Just a quick note ahead of this episode to say it was actually recorded in the summer of 2019, but we had some issues with Dan's audio, unfortunately. So we just kind of put it aside because there was seemingly nothing we could do about it. However, we have been beavering away in the background to rescue the episode because we think it's a good one. And we hope you agree, because it's taking a lot of work. You know, with it being recorded in the summer, that we make references to it being hot and stuff. So all of that is out of context now. But either way, we think you will enjoy it. We hope you do. And without further ado, I will shut up and get into it right now. Welcome to the Switch Island Desert Island Cartridges. Joining me tonight, a man so northern that if you cut him open, he would bleed KFC gravy. It's Dan. How you doing, mate?
That is exceptionally insulting for all the things that you usually... It's because I made the joke about you being a bald rapper. I think that was what came out of it. Yeah, thank
That's
you,
mate. Payback time.
Yeah. Cheers. Thank you. I appreciate that.
They only
that.
Get worse. Yeah. How are you, Dan? You all right?
I'm well. I'm okay. I'm very warm, which is... It's only 30 degrees Celsius in the UK and everything's gone to shit, so it's not great. We're struggling, aren't we? So
nobody can cope. It's hilarious. Like, I was looking forward to getting to the office today in order to cool down. I don't think that's ever happened before. I'm normally like dreading it, but I was like, oh, thank God I'm indoors now. Air conditioning. My God.
Looking forward to work.
Crazy. Yeah. Another man who might be struggling in the heat with that gigantic beard and all the woodland creatures living in it is Rich. How you doing, man?
They've all scarpered now. They've gone.
like Radagast.
They've got the right idea. They've gone underground.
I'm
the voles jumping into the river.
I'm melting, but I'm doing okay. I've got my can of Pepsi, so.
Hey, man. Good. I've got the Pepsi, right? It's cool.
Good. Nice good placement, man. Guys.
Cheers. Excellent. Thank you. Raking in the pond.
This episode brought to you by Pepsi.
Oh, that was so professional.
We have advertising.
So, guys, I don't know if you noticed that there's a familiar face there over in the distance. It looks, we haven't seen him for a while, but it looks like it's Mark in the distance. He looks like he's squatting down trying to start a fire. He looks like he's rubbing that stick.
Mate,
really, really hard. He's
Ben,
what?
Ben, mate,
what?
You've already done that one. Stop it.
What do you mean that
the,
one?
The whole... He's done it before. Stick, you've done it before. The so-and-so in the distance rubbing his stick. Oh, no. So he's cracking one off, that kind of thing. You've done it before, mate.
No, mate. Look, Mark is over there literally rubbing his stick, and there's smoke coming out of it.
Oh, shit, he is. It's a fire.
Mate, there's... Yeah. All those palm trees, that is going to go up.
Bloody hell.
You know what we need? We need someone to watch out for a fire.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So like a what would you call someone that watches for fires? I guess like a
fire watch.
Yeah, like a fire watch. I guess yeah. And who better to help us with that than the star of Firewatch is voice acting extraordinaire Sissy Jones.
Woo!
What a lead in! Good lord! There you go. I wasn't ready for that.
BAFTA. We're coming for that BAFTA, Sissy. That's all I'm saying. Watch your back.
Yeah. Four BAFTA winners right here.
Well played. Well played.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks for coming on.
Welcome
to the island.
Thanks for having me. We are having an unseasonably cool summer here in Los Angeles, which I cannot complain about. So thanks for taking the heat, y'all.
How cool is it?
Cool. Have it back.
Just all three of us spoke at the same time there. That's the nerves kicking in, Sissy.
Be nervous, all of you. Be nervous.
I know, we need it. We've taken the heat. It's not been too bad. Like I said, usually there's two things that can cripple Northern Rail in the UK. And that tends to be a tiny bit of sleet and warm weather, weirdly enough. So everything just comes to a standstill and people start complaining and having calipos. So that's pretty much all we do.
Well, good. Then we I've chosen the right time to come on.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
So, Sissy, obviously we know all about you, but for our listeners, can you just break down who you are and what it is that you do?
I'm Sissy.
In a nutshell.
I talk for money.
Yeah. That's like the next level up.
All right, next.
We talk for no money.
Right. My name's Sissy Jones. I'm a voice actress based in Los Angeles, California, and I do video games sometimes.
Yeah,
and
you
here
do.
I am.
Yes, you Hi. Do. And Hi. Incredible video games at that.
Oh, you stop. Go on.
Yeah. You have. What a rise to fame it's been for you.
It's been a good. Bit. It's been a good run. Yeah.
It's been a good run. it's over now.
It's all downhill it's from here. You
Are you saying this podcast marks the decline of your career? This is
Christ, I hope not. Don't listen to that. Keep going. Onward.
No. Onwards and upwards. But no, it's an amazing career. Now, honestly, we're all kind of just geeking out to have you on, to be honest.
Well, thank you.
But the boom, reason boom. We've got you here boom, boom. Is boom, to try boom. And get a video game onto the coveted Desert Island cartridges, which is an elusive award that allows only the best games into an exclusive all-inclusive club. Sissy,
okay,
this is obviously probably the most nerve-wracking moment of your career. What game are you going to try and get onto this gorgeous island?
All right, so here's the thing, is I'm not real good with the consoles, so I'm kind of a mobile gamer. And it took me a little bit to figure out if I wanted, like, humor on the desert island.
Okay.
In which case it would be Donut County, which I think is a far underrated game, that's but one of game. The funniest
Amazing
games I've
game.
Played.
Superb game.
Or if I wanted Poignant, in which case it would be Monument Valley.
Ah.
Ooh, also very good game.
Really, really great game. Wow.
By a British developer.
There we go.
Everyone's frantically Googling now to find out exactly who made Monument Valley. Right, guys, come on.
Us
what
two
the
games.
Fuck is Donut
Us
County?
Never heard of this game before. What's a mobile?
So what? Which one did you go for then?
Well, listen, they're both about like 2 hours long, so I'm just going for a toss-up at this point. I figure if someone's bringing Fallout 4 in like 80-some-odd hours, I can have my 4 hours of joy.
Amen.
So exactly. I'm going to break the rules, because I can.
Absolutely. Why the hell? So she's got two? I've never heard of that before.
Yep.
Are we allowing that?
That's right. Deal with it.
Well, look, who are we to argue? This is unprecedented.
It is, isn't it?
Let's roll with
Uncharted
it.
Uncharted grounds, Ben. Keep going.
All right. Well, let's take Donut County to start with, because
yes.
I have recently played that on the Switch.
So good.
Have an awareness of that game and really enjoyed it. But what is it that you particularly enjoyed about Donut County?
I just think it's hilarious that you play as the... Can I swear on this show?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Great. I just think it's hilarious that you play as this asshole trash panda who's like wreaking havoc across the planet. It's hilarious to me. And the banter back and forth, I mean, I should probably be like taken out to pasture for not choosing a game that has like incredible voiceover. Either of them, but I think it is one of the funniest games I've played. I think the dialogue is hilarious. I think the mechanics are hilarious. I think the journey is hilarious. I think the ultimate boss fight is hilarious. I just think it's really funny. I'm not going to give anything away, but I mean, I have a shirt that says "Have a garbage day," and people just think I'm being an asshole. But I'm like, no, it's the game. You have to play the game. I met Lin-Manuel Miranda at Comic-Con. On Saturday, and I was wearing my "Have a Garbage Day" T-shirt, and he was like, "Really?
Awesome.
Just you're that guy?" And I was like, "It's a game. Come on." Anyway, I think it's funny,
and it's kind of got an LA kind of vibe to it as well. I don't know if it's supposed to be set in LA, is it? But it's got that kind of aesthetic to it. It reminded me of LA.
Yeah, it's I think it's Garbage Land instead of Hollywood or Garbage Wood or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's cool. And the music in it is superb as well. Really enjoyed
that.
So
good. It's just so funny.
Got a sort of lo-fi, hip-hoppy kind of music.
Yeah.
It's an interesting choice going with a mobile game, or two mobile games. But yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Like, they're so prevalent these days, and yet, you know, when I was growing up, when I think all of us were growing up, mobiles didn't even exist.
No, same, honestly. I used to play video games. I used to play the video games... with my brother when I was a kid. And we played on the old school NES, right? But it had the flat paddles. But instead of learning to play with my thumbs, I learned to play with my forefinger and my middle finger so that I could run really fast and then jump, and his little feet would still be running through the air. And it's the way I learned to play. And so then when the new paddles came out that were all thumbs, I walked away in horror because I didn't know how to handle it. And then, yeah, mobile games, since winning the BAFTA, they've asked me to be on a couple of juries, and I've done the mobile games category this last year, and the year before that I did Games for Change. And it's a great entree back into gaming without all of the hundreds of hours that need to be poured into a thing to understand story and context and mechanics and yakety-yak. It's been great. Yeah.
So, no, I totally get that, how mobile gaming can be kind of a gateway back into gaming in general, certainly a less daunting, less time consuming way to do it. So yeah, it makes sense.
Totally.
And particularly when it's as gorgeous and colourful and just bloody silly as Donut County as well.
Completely.
Which is just, yeah, the dialogue in that. Yeah, you guys have to play it. You will now.
Is it kind of like an inverse kind of Katamari Damacy? You start with a hole and you just kind of swallow stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. That. And you swallow it and then the hole gets bigger, and then you go from swallowing like bricks to swallowing like an entire house,
trailers,
at the end of the game.
Okay, that sounds really cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Griffith Observatory. Brilliant. No big deal. It's fine. Mm. Yeah.
I love Trash Panda. Trash Panda. Exactly.
No. And the other game with no voice acting that you chose was
Monument Valley. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I love Monument Valley. I think it's so beautiful. I think it's one of those games that, without saying a word, made me cry. And it stayed with me even still. I think I finished it a year ago. I was actually in London last June of 2018, and I got to go to Us2, who makes Monument Valley. And, you know, I have several friends who work there, and they showed me around, and they gave me the little totem plushie and everything, which my kids are like, I don't know what to do with this. And I'm like, you have no appreciation for life. But it stayed with me, and it's, you know, the time when the totem disappears, like, you just feel this sadness. And then when the mother and daughter are reunited, it's just, it stayed with me. And I've been looking for something to kind of fill the Monument Valley sized hole in my heart ever since. Wow. I think it's beautiful.
Nice. How can we say no to that?
I mean,
it's pretty spirited, I'll give you that. I think the one game that I played on mobile recently that might fill that gap is called Florence.
Oh yeah, which is made by the same guy.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's insane. Absolutely.
So good.
And that kind of came out when my little boy was being born. So, well, not came out. I played it when it was born. It's been out.
That was
like
remarkable timing. It was just like bang.
Came out with it.
Yeah, here you go, Dad.
I was like, oh, that's a bit weird. Yeah, no, such a good game. And I got to the end of that, and I was just completely caught up because I was an emotional wreck anyway. So playing a game like that was always bound to do that.
Yeah. Totally.
Mobile games. Who would have known?
I know. I love
Look
it.
Us all coming out of the mobile game closet now.
I need to go back
into the closet.
The water's fine.
With my phone away, mate.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't remember the story too much of Monument Valley, but I remember the puzzles being really quite. Isn't it kind of M.C. Escher?
Very much.
And I remember the soundtrack as well being amazing again. It's funny the different things that stick with different people.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's quite a short game, as you say. I think I played through it in an evening. It was just like,
Cool. But it's replayable. Like, I've gone back and replayed it, you know, just on the train down to Comic-Con. I'm like, you know, I've got a couple hours to kill. I don't really want to talk to this weirdo sitting next to me, so I'm just going to go ahead and check out from society for a little bit. And, you know, it's just beautiful. And it's a game, again, it's a game that I can show my kids and not have to worry about. You know, a random boob.
That will happen.
Or guns, or, you know, all the other things that are so prevalent in other types of games. Because boobs are just everywhere these days. I mean, God,
they are everywhere.
They are.
It's ridiculous.
But, you know, they're beautiful, and they're just in those times when you need a moment of peace and a moment of like just feeling comfortable in your piece and not having to be frenetic. Like, one of the things that I got out of games for is I tend to be very OCD, and I can't walk away from something until I've finished it. Or, you know, if there's a big boss fight that I'm having trouble with or whatever, like, I get really nervous and my heartbeat goes up and I start sweating and it's really uncomfortable. And, you know, Monument Valley got me away from all of that.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue with that. I think I've kind of spoken about it on the podcast before, and it's like a generational thing, but even competitive games, you see a lot of kids, like even things like Fortnite, they get really, really hyped up and disappointed and having to deal with loss. And then I know it sounds really silly to a lot of people where you go like, games can do that, but I used to play FIFA, which is the soccer game in the UK.
I know FIFA, and I play come on. But, yeah. I might be American, but I'm not dumb.
I'm trying. I'm trying to be PC, you know. But I'd play FIFA, and it's like fast food gaming where you jump in, you kind of play a couple of rounds, but you get off and you'd be super hyped and nervous and anxious. And it's just not the type of game you want to really play with a couple of glasses of wine and trying to chill down at the end of a night. So totally. I get why Monument Valley, even the audio of it and, you know, that kind of experience, which... And we haven't spoken about Firewatch yet, but that's the kind of thing that we love Firewatch for, because it had that exact kind of vibe. It had amazing music, incredible artwork by Ollie Moss, and amazing voice acting. Yeah. So, which I know you're probably tired of hearing about, but everyone says the same thing. It's one of the best games ever made. Let's move on from it.
Listen, I will never get tired of hearing that. Truthfully, it is one of the greatest experiences of my life. Truly.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. That's awesome to hear. And you can tell that as well on all the interviews we've listened to and watched and digested. It's awesome.
Great, so you're stalking me.
Why is it not on mobile? Why isn't Firewatch on mobile yet?
They just ported it to Switch.
Yeah, I know, but why is it not on a mobile?
Because listen, Firewatch was made by a team of 8 people.
Yeah.
Right? So think about the work involved in making a game.
Which,
but I mean, everyone complains about not meeting... I'm sorry, total spoiler alert in case anybody hasn't played the actual game. Everyone talks about not meeting Delilah, but to make a face in a game requires a lot of work. And when you're making a game with 8 people, the cost involved in making it a human person face with lip flap and all of that, it goes beyond the budget that they had. And I think the same goes with porting it to mobile.
Isn't that amazing that they worked within confines of even something like a budget to create something like that?
Yeah.
It just baffles me.
It's like those limitations kind of force you to be creative, though. And I think that's what's brilliant about it. It's probably about halfway through and I realized, actually, I haven't seen another face. I've seen these girls in the distance, but obviously you can't make out any details. And then there's, I won't get into spoiler territory. But it's...
I totally
it's
ruined
just
it
amazing.
For anybody.
Sorry. Sorry.
It's fine.
But getting back to your point, Sissy, these games that just allow you to just unwind and you can almost just let the experience unfold in front of you without... you know, fearing that you're being hunted by something or someone else in the game, I mean. And just, you know, I'm finding myself gravitating towards those experiences quite a lot recently. So, like, Abzu is another one that I played. It's basically just a swimming simulator where you just...
Journeys like that.
And there's a lot to be said for these kind of games. And Monument Valley is definitely one that's in the same ballpark as those. Just tranquil. I think that's the word for it, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's so many sources of stress in day-to-day life anyway. Like, why add to it voluntarily?
I mean, to
be honest, you do get... I think it's just great having something that will cater to every single taste. So sometimes you just feel like picking up a gun and mowing down some zombies. And that's great if that's what you feel like at the time. But to have this broad range of things to choose from is... what a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. You said
variety. Love it. It's the spice of life.
Okay, so exactly. I know we've now talked about my choices for Desert Island. What about you guys?
Someone asks that.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Sweet child of mine.
I've actually already... I made my choice. I was on the second episode of this, wasn't I? And I chose...
Well, it's been a long time since I've listened to it, man. Just humor me here.
I don't remember.
How dare you? What would I go for?
I chose Breath of the Wild, but we still need to get Dan and Rich actually on as guests so they can make their choices as well.
I was technically on, but it never got released.
Yeah, that recording got ballsed up, didn't it?
Into the sands of time. I genuinely, I'm not just saying this. Things like Firewatch, What Remains of Edith Finch, we were talking about Gone Home, you know, these kind of experiences. A lot of them, Rich, I kind of trying to take credit for your journey into this.
It's all you, Dan. It's all you.
Obviously, no, but we love these kind of experiences. So we bonded over that. And I don't know if you can tell by the accents, but we're from different parts of the UK.
I'm
from Liverpool. Yes, which is the best part of the UK. If you ever need to go,
only 10 miles apart. Yeah, that's the crazy part.
Very funny. Rich, again, you're from which part?
I'm in Kent.
The Shire, garden, somewhere the Shire. Yes. From the Shire. It's just green there. Ben's from Smoggy Town place.
Little place
London,
called London.
Called?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
but we were brought together from playing games, and we're all like in our 30s. We don't want to do that too much. In our 30s. And we kind of said, we don't have that friend click in the UK. It's games aren't as big. Mm. So that's what kind of brought us together, is talking about games. So I think where I'm kind of get to in a very roundabout way is thank you.
Well, thank you.
You're part of a game that brought Rich and I together, and I call Rich a dear friend, even though I've never actually touched his beard or
please don't.
His little face. I will soon.
Life
I
goals.
To go to IGN
life UK. Goals.
Yeah. Yes. Life goals.
Exactly. We'll get there.
You know what, can't though? What I love about that is that, you know, when games like The Walking Dead came out or Firewatch, there was a lot of chit chat about how it's not really a game. It's a walking simulator, or it's an interactive movie. It's not really a game. It's nice to hear from my side that that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
It is. Because the thing I love about games, like you were saying earlier, is that there is something for everybody. And I think it's so important. I mean, people are as varied as the games that are out there, and the fact that there is something for everybody to choose from. I can go play a Trash Panda, or someone can go play, you know, a fucking something else. I don't know. I'm
Zombie
very
five.
Eloquent in my
FIFA.
Words.
Yes, that was fantastically poignant. But it's that thing, and where you're saying about people being negative on the internet, we kind of call them the noisy 5% of people.
Yes.
Because
so
reality
noisy.
Is 95% of people love things and want people to be happy. I genuinely believe that. I believe in empathy. And then I think you do get the 5% of people that are just trolls, and let them be then.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Everyone else enjoys
we call
what
them.
Doing.
We call them other things as well, though, don't we?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good British words for that.
Yeah.
We won't
get
into those.
Yeah, we got it. But
those are the game choices, but Sissy, you also need to select a food and drink to get onto the island.
Coffee.
Real shit now.
I mean, it has to be coffee.
I think every other person chooses coffee. Just and gallons of coffee on the island.
I'm not sad about it because I don't drink, I drink water and coffee. And, you know, when I go to Comic-Con, I drink copious amounts of bourbon. But at home, I drink water and I drink coffee.
Any particular kind of coffee that's your go-to?
I like a good dark roast with just a little bit of... do you guys have oat milk in the UK at the moment?
Yeah.
Big fan of oat milk. Yep. I can't drink dairy because it messes with the throat, gives me all the mucus.
Yeah.
But I like a good dark roast with a little bit of oat milk. Yeah, good.
I was going to say, oat milk's good. Coconut milk's really good as well.
Not as good. It's not as good, man.
No, I'm just saying from the vocal cords, you know, mansplaining what's good for your vocal cords.
Well, actually,
we call that dansplaining.
Dansplaining. Thank you, Ben. Cheers. I forgot about that.
Food-wise, I don't know, man. I like sushi, so if I'm going to be on a desert island, that'd probably work.
Nice.
Just give me some rice and a fishing pole and I'm set.
That's it.
Sorted. You'll be a handy lady to have on the island. Resourceful. Yeah. No, sushi's good. You guys like sushi?
Oh, yeah.
I knew you were going to hesitate, Dan. I knew it.
I'm not massive
I'm
on
not
it.
A sushi guy.
I don't like that foreign muck.
I dissent.
No. Damn you.
I like roast potatoes.
I just want carbs. That's all I like.
Shepherd's pie.
I love how everyone's got a North Yorkshire accent now. Thank you very much.
It's like a good walking. Everyone's got one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Wow. No, I'm not going to try it. It's good. It's fine. They're all right. I just don't think I've ever had good enough sushi. I've always had Tesco sushi.
Oh, no. No, my friend. No.
Really.
You come to Los Angeles. You tell me when you're here. Yeah. We will go have proper sushi and you will be like, my mind is blown. I cannot live without
even
this in my life.
I'll see you in 12 hours.
Go.
4 in the morning.
Then. Hello. It's me. It's me from the podcast.
Hi.
Awesome. All right. Well, those good choices. Coffee, sushi,
doesn't
Monument
really go
Valley.
That well together, does it?
Donut County.
Yeah.
Oh, good choices.
Yeah.
Choices. Yep. What do we think? Mm. Rich, what do you think to these choices?
I'll start
with
Oh,
now I'm being judged?
Yes, oh, indeed. Absolutely. Really? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. There's no free passes around here, madam.
You're not on yet.
Shit, what have I signed up for? Your rate just doubled. Just kidding.
Shit. Okay, you're on. Let's end it.
No. Quick.
Rich, go.
Right, okay, quick. I'm really sorry, Sissy, but I'm a tea drinker. I don't do coffee.
That's okay. Not everybody's perfect. I get it.
And I take sugar as well.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'll put coffee in the island. I've had a few coffees. I don't hate it, but I'm a tea drinker at heart, but I won't hold it against you. Sushi. I like sushi very, very much. So,
well, what's your favorite? What would you take to the island?
I can't name sushi. I just eat it. I don't remember the terms.
No, I mean, like, so if sushi's not the food that you bring with you to the desert island, what do you bring to the desert island?
It'll be pizza. Pizza every time.
Pizza. Okay.
At the moment, katsu curry.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Lovely. Good choice.
That's some good stuff.
Very good choice.
That's some good stuff.
Mm. Come on, Ben.
Well, you can get katsu sushi as well, obviously, Dan. If that's your gateway into good sushi, you can get chicken katsu in the sushi roll.
Oh. Okay. Just, yeah. Okay. I'm in. Just, well, when I'm in London next month, boys, there we go. That's our dinner date.
Sort you out.
There we go. All right. IGN UK 500 podcast.
There you go.
Whoop. Locked in.
Yeah. Humble brag. So I mean, I love.
Oh, I haven't done games yet, Ben. I haven't done games.
Dan asked me to go.
Did he?
I was just following. That's I was rude. Just following a direct order from a superior officer.
I'll back off.
No, carry on. Go on.
I haven't played either Donut County or Monument. No, Donut County or Monument Valley. I have not. I'm
and
afraid.
You call yourself a gamer?
Oh, no. I'm a Switch guy. God. Neither on Switch. No, Donut County's on Switch. I should probably buy that.
You should.
I will buy
that.
Donut County simply on your recommendation. So I will put that on the island. Monument Valley. Maybe I'll get back into mobile gaming. So I will download that as well, and
highly
I will
recommend.
Put that on the island. I'm interested to see what they're like.
I expect a review. I want to hear what you think.
And you should retweet it.
Yep.
I will.
Again.
I absolutely
Again.
Will.
He's getting really giddy. He's like, oh, please read. Come on. Oh. Please, come on. Everything's going to get retweeted. Come on, Sissy, you promised.
I have no shame.
I'm going to say yes to everything. I'm going to say yes because I trust your opinion on games. And even from the facts, I remember you said you're not a big gamer. So the fact that you're into these kind of things means it connected. So I'm saying yes to coffee because who wouldn't? Rich.
Yeah,
I'm going to say yes to sushi because try new things.
Hey.
You know, again,
there you go.
I'm an open-minded guy. You know, try anything once.
And you know, if you're on an island, it's the good stuff, right? It's fresh.
Exactly.
That's the key to sushi, is making sure it's fresh.
That's the thing. We've got a couple of people that can go hunt for it. That's how you do it, isn't it? With sushi, hunt for it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Spears and all.
Absolutely yes, the two games, because I think it's Monument Valley, played before, loved it. Donut County, not played. However, you said Trash Panda, which is one of my favourite things to hear in American. So, yeah, I'm in.
Brilliant.
Great. I win.
As for me, yeah, coffee, sushi, good. I am just pleased that you've named two games that I've played, because that doesn't happen very often on this podcast. So, on that basis, thank you very much. Welcome to the island.
Woohoo! Wait, check this out. So we got one of you who's played both, one of you who's played only one, and one of you who's played neither.
And doesn't drink coffee.
And I had to be that
person.
Are you even
no evil.
Human, sir?
I'm not. I'm some kind of shapeshifter.
Amazing.
You made that a bit too real. Mm. That was just like the ultimate like nerdy comeback. Yeah, I'm a bit of a shapeshifter. What? Okay.
I've been meaning to tell you guys forever. God.
Oh. Yeah. Awesome.
He's going to snap. Leave him alone.
So, Sissy, before we let you go,
yes.
What are you working on at the moment? Got any projects on the boil?
Yes.
Anything upcoming?
Yep. Most of which I can't tell you about or I'll lose my firstborn.
Come on.
There's a game coming out in August, September called After Party. And I am so excited for this game. It is the same guys that wrote Oxenfree, if you played Oxenfree.
Another game I've played.
Yes. So let me guess. You played half of it and you've played none of it.
He's definitely not played none of it. I played all of it. You know what? Say that. I actually finished. I got to the end and maybe missed the last 5 minutes. So you are right. Balls.
I see a pattern. So it was two guys that used to work at Telltale. We actually, I think, worked together on The Walking Dead, and then they left and founded Night School. Night School published Oxenfree, or created Oxenfree, and this is their follow-up. It's called After Party, where you play as a couple of teenagers who have died and gone to hell, and you have to figure out how to get out of hell, and the way that you get out of hell is by out-partying Satan.
Wow.
I'm in.
It is.
Yeah, that's
it's the funniest script I've ever read. I have a bit part in it. Ashley Birch is one of the main characters. Janina Gavankar is one of the main characters. It is hysterical. I cannot exalt it enough.
So definitely, that's one that we've got to go and pick up and find out whether or not it's on Switch. And if it isn't, then we'll be the noisy 5% and make sure that it does. We'll be toxic boys. That's what we'll be.
Please don't be make toxic boys. Please.
Please don't be toxic boys.
Awesome. I think that's the one I can talk about right now. Because there's a bunch of other stuff, but it's all NDA. And, you know, listen, I like working. So. NDA.
Super. That's cool. No, brilliant. We'll keep an eye out for that. And, you make yourself at home on the island.
Thank you for
joining us. It's been, good
thank
fun.
You for having me. Yeah, no, this is great.
Thanks.
If you want people to find you online, where can they find you on Twitter?
You can find me on the Tweeters and the Instagrams at Sissy Speaks. There's another Sissy Jones out there, but it's not me.
Yeah, it's a speaker. Yes.
She was a believer when I first joined Twitter, and I was like, who is this? So Sissy Speaks is me. I'm most active on Instagram because Twitter's a cesspool of death and destruction. But
that includes us.
But yeah, that's where you can find me.
And on that note, where can we find you on Twitter, Rich?
You can find me at Dreamcast Barber, but I would stay away from that if I was you.
Yes, definitely. But it is a safe zone to follow Dan at DannyWard2707 or follow me at Benji Kong or everything we do here on the island at The Switch Island. Check out all our reviews and stuff on theswitchisland.com. And if you really love what we do, then consider chucking $1 a month our way. No, $2 a month our way at patreon.com/theswitchisland. And on that note, we will bid you farewell and we'll see you all on the next one.